And if you don't give in, then they have to change. Mm-hmm. They have to, because that approach doesn't work anymore. So if you compromise, then that's you delaying your own freedom, because your compromise is telling them that your controlling characteristics work for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same as telling them, just become more controlling. Why? Because I'm responding to your control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about if you recognize there's really something special, say a friend I might play golf with,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a really big heart,
mm-hmm.
but he has come on, say, out of a military background where he's been used to getting orders,
mm-hmm.
okay? But he can still love them. You know, and somehow, you love them, but you accept his deficiencies.
Right, and you still don't sacrifice for him.
Yeah.
Even with his military background, if it's something he wants you to do that you really in your heart don't want to do, then you would still, in a loving way as you could, like, I hope everybody realizes I'm talking about compassionately,
mm-hmm.
you still would choose not to do that, even though you realize that that's their personality. So we're not, yeah, so good point. I'm not talking about judging the person, but you got to realize that what's happening is that everybody we know, including ourselves, we're acting according to what we've learned and what we've experienced. So that's what they're doing too. They've learned to be controlling. They've learned to demand sacrifice. But the responsibility of waking up, and the Course used to bring that home to me so strongly, is that when you wake up, then in a sense, you have to start making decisions for everybody, just like you do for a child. You know, the child wants to play with some scissors. You don't care how much the child screams. You're not going to give the child the scissors. So you had to make a decision for you and the child. Okay, if you're around someone who's more unaware that love is the answer, then you're going to have to make decisions for you and that person. But that doesn't usually work that way. What happens is usually the person who sees themselves as being more conscious, will turn around and allow the other person to rule the relationship, because they don't want to create waves.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll find themselves letting unconscious people direct them, sort of like the president. Or whoever it is who thinks they're more separate,
mm-hmm.
but you allow them to be the ones who dictate what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm talking to you and I know you really believe in the world and you're unaware of our spiritual oneness, then for me to do what you are telling me to do would be analogous to letting a child tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might have to say no, then you're going to get mad like a child would do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not going to drink arsenic. I don't care how good you think it tastes. I don't care how much you jump up and down and scream. I don't care how much you shout. I'm not going to drink the poison. You see what I'm saying? But you got to be the one who knows it's the poison. Now, if I drunk the poison because you were shouting, it just means I'm just as unconscious as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're both the same.
And if it's not going to hurt, because there's that one part in the Course where it says, you know, if the other person thinks it's their salvation.
Right. And it really doesn't matter.
Right, as long as you're not feeling it's a sacrifice.
Right.
It's nothing to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't want the television on, but they have to have it on.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, right, that's what he said. He says, I love one of my favorite lines in there. He says, recognize what does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's as important to recognize what doesn't matter as it is to recognize what does matter. And that's a good example. It don't make me any difference one way or the other whether the TV's on. So if it's really that big of a deal, I prefer it to be off. It don't really make me no difference. So if you want to have it on, then turn it on. Because if it really bugs me that much, I can go somewhere else.
Pick your battles.
Yeah, I can do something else. Yeah, pick your battles. I mean, if you are going to make a stand, make sure that the stand is about something that's really, I think, that you see as being valuable enough to go through that. In most cases, they aren't. In most cases, people are afraid of making decisions that may cause them physical harm. But if they be honest with themselves, it's very seldom, if ever, that we are ever confronted with situations that have to do with us being consciously physical harm. You may be afraid of robbers every day of your life,
mm-hmm.
but if you be honest with yourself, how many times have you been robbed?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you really see that most of the things that we're most defended against are not even things that ever really show up anyway. So those are just extreme examples that people are using to keep from being loving now. Well, suppose I'm a really loving, compassionate person and somebody takes advantage of me. The truth is, you're gonna run into many more people who are gonna appreciate you being loving and compassionate without taking advantage of you than you ever run into people who were trying to take advantage of your love and compassion. And that's what people don't. Yeah, you might run into somebody that's a misperceiving, but I'm talking about on the whole. You know, at the end of this week, 99. If you didn't have any physical harm, you're sitting here with me today, then that means out of everything that happened last week, nothing happened that really harmed you. And you may have spent all last week worrying about what could have happened to you. And the truth is, nothing did happen to you. So most of the time, and this is a fact, most of the time we are absolutely worrying about absolutely nothing. Like a friend of mine said, who was in the metaphysics, he said, you know, I used to always walk around being concerned about all these imaginary fears in my mind that kept me from enjoying my life. Then I fell off of a house when I was working, and I was laying on the ground, and my body was twisted, and he said, now, he said, that's the difference between real fear and fake fear. You know, when you land there, you don't know if you can walk again, you're being worried about that. That's much more of something, if you're gonna do fear, it would make sense to do fear about that. But to be sitting up in here, being afraid of what might happen in the future, that hasn't occurred is a fake fear. And that's what most people are caught up in. They're caught up in totally fake fears. And they keep those fears in their mind, and it robs them of any joy, enjoyment or pleasure of their present moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also I find that people that worry about those things happen to them. You know, like they're almost bringing it up in some weird sense.
Yeah, which is like the movie said, The Secret.
Yeah.
You know, because we are creators. And what we focus on, we do draw. But even those people are experiencing a lot less than what they are imagining. My whole point is this. You're not being Pollyanna when you say love is more powerful than fear. You're not being Pollyanna when you say my life is more safe than it is dangerous. You're not being Pollyanna when you say things are going great for me, because most of the time they really are. Most of the time you're not hungry. Most of the time you're not without shelter. Most of the time you're not without food. You know what I'm saying? It's a fact. We really are experiencing a much more beautiful life than we're experiencing what you would call an ugly life. We really are.
When they argue with me.
Well, that's what, But see, it's a difference between being wanting to be happy and wanting to be right.
Yeah.
See, that was a person who just wanted to be right.
Right.
Yeah. And so those people, silence is the most incredible method of dealing with them. It's just it's like, why waste the energy? You know what I mean? But I join with you on that idea, and then we'll create more before each other. You try to join with them, it just weakens your beliefs. The Course says that. So it's like when you with somebody that doesn't believe what you believe, it doesn't strengthen your belief, and it doesn't strengthen theirs. So in a sense, you're kind of like undoing each other's beliefs. But when you join with somebody that shares your beliefs, it increases and attracts more of it to it. So the next time that you're entertaining the idea of constantly getting in those conversations with people who think differently from you, realize that you're just weakening your own belief system. You're not making it stronger. You're weakening it. And also they're weakening theirs, too. So I meet them most of the time with just total, you know, silence. Because you know why? Because it really doesn't matter. I swear to God, it just doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter that you think something different from me. That's okay. I used to say that and didn't mean it. And then all of a sudden one day it hit me. You know what? I'm not just trying to be positive or spiritual. It really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It hit me. I could care less whether your agreement has nothing to do with me actualizing this idea. I can actualize this idea for myself. As a matter of fact, the idea will probably stay stronger if I don't tell you about it. Right? How many times have you felt really good about something, and then you told somebody, and you felt like it was the worst thing you could have done was to say anything to them about it, because they immediately tried to show you the flaws in your idea, how your idea was wrong, and how it was, you know, it's like, oh no, that's why all the higher beings are quiet. You know, I was like wondering why they don't talk a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? These high invisible beings, they got it. They don't want to engage us in conversation. So, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop here. It's 5 minutes.